6 of the Word of God, John chapter 6. And I want to talk to you a little bit this morning about believing and how you come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe in order to get life, or do you believe because you already have life? And I'm not talking about just a head knowledge. I'm talking about the spiritual aspect of believing in God. The devil knows and believes that there is a God. And there's people in the world that have a head knowledge of God, but they've not experienced the change in their life, the spiritual change in their life to know the Lord Jesus Christ personally. And this morning I want to read some scripture and talk about a little bit about our life in Christ. Our life in Christ. You know, it's good to be able to get up each day and look out and to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Just to be able to look and say, Lord, I know that You love me. I know that I am a child of God. I know that You watch over me and care for me every minute, every day of my life. And where would I be without You, Lord? We all, at one time probably in our life, were in the condition that we didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We didn't have a personal relationship with the Lord. But this morning, we can know and believe that He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And how can we believe that? Because He has put it within our hearts and our minds and our souls. We have the Spirit of God, and that's how we believe. The Lord leads and guides us through this old weary world. And if we're taught through the Holy Spirit that we are to listen to Father God. We are to read the Word of God. This is His Word. God is speaking to us through His Word. So I believe this morning because the Lord has given me the Holy Spirit and the knowledge and the want to be able to know and to believe the Word of God. As we read in the Word of God, and He says in the 37th verse of John 6, He says, all that the Father give me shall come unto me. He didn't say part of them. He didn't say I'm going to lose any. The Lord is not going to lose one of His little sheep. Sooner or later in this life, we will be born again of the Spirit of God and come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be changed. The Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus, he didn't change himself. He had no idea what was going to happen to him on the road to Damascus. He was going to cause havoc to God's people. He was going to cause misery in their lives, which he had done so many times. When the Lord changed me, I had no idea what, before that, what was going to happen to me that day. And you probably didn't either. It just happens. And we experience that special time, and it is a special time in our life with God when we experience that love of God coming into our hearts and God speaking to us and saying, you are mine. We have the first personal relationship with God, so to say. But I'm glad what happened to me because I was on the road to destruction in my life when the Lord changed me. And the Apostle Paul was on the road to destruction because he was going to destroy the churches. So it's not up to you. It's what I'm trying to get across to you. You hear free will people today and free will churches today that believe it's up to you to accept Christ. It's up to you to accept. Well, in our human nature, in this old nature, we would never accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. We have no thought, no love of God in our hearts, no love of Christ in our hearts before this happens to them. So how in the world can someone be in the human nature, and how in the world can they accept Christ as their personal Savior? You can't. Again, you may have a head knowledge, and many people go to church every day who don't know the Lord. A lot of religious people in the world who don't know the Lord. The Muslims are religious people, but they don't know the Lord. They don't know the Lord. All, he says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. So if the Lord knew you before the foundation of the world and loved you before the foundation of the world and had you in his heart and in mind, then you are a child of God. Sometime down through while you're up on this earth, you'll know that because he'll reveal it unto you by the Holy Spirit. And that's the way and the only way that you can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through being born again of the Spirit of God. And God opens up things to you that through time, if you read the Word of God, you study. The Lord opens up things to you that is so wonderful that it's hard to explain. The things that I know now that I never knew back before the Lord done His work upon me, it's unexplainable. It's so magnificent and wonderful that it's hard to explain. So, all that the Father God giveth me shall come to me. You'll come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall come to me. It didn't say that some of you will depart from me, but all that God has given Jesus Christ will come to him. You'll come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. You can't be saved one day, lost the next, saved one day, lost the next. You're a child of God. You can't be lost. You're a child of God. If the Lord loves you and Christ died upon the cross for you, you're a child of God. And He did that very thing. He went to the cross. He died for us upon the cross. We are His. We are His sheep. And He says, I know my sheep, and my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. Now, God, I don't believe the Lord speaks unto us audibly like He did back in the olden times. But I believe the Lord speaks to us through the preaching of the Word of God, through the reading of the Word of God, through prayer, through these are the ways that God speaks to us. And some would say, a little still voice. A little still voice. The day that the Lord changed me, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt. I didn't have to sit and wonder and scratch my head who was working in my life. I knew it was the Lord. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, I knew who was working with me that day in my life. And I look back upon that day now, and that was the most precious time that I believe in my whole life. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could just spend each day and each hour like the day that day was? No better time in my life. I tell you, that day I hope I never forget. There's been a lot of good times in my life since I've known the Lord. Been a lot of precious times in my life. To know my companion and to be with her, that God has given me a wonderful companion, and to be able to know her and to love her, and to that's most precious. But it's still not as precious as knowing the Lord. He said, forsaking all others. Forsaking all others. And he didn't mean that we wasn't supposed to love one another, but we're supposed to put God first. We're supposed to put the Lord first in our life. If you put God first in your life, then all the other problems will come to heed. Some of them will be solved. Maybe not all of them will be solved, but some of them will be solved. But God, He sent His Comforter unto us. The Holy Spirit is our Comforter. And we ought to know and to praise our Lord and our God. We have to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We come to church on Sunday. We should leave everything else on the outside and just come into the house of God and sit down and listen to the Word of God and read the Word of God and be comforted through the Holy Spirit. If you've been born again of the Holy Spirit, it's a comfort to be able to hear the Word of God as we preach it. I can leave here when I've heard Brother Dave or Brother Leroy or some other preacher that's been here, and I can leave here and I can go home and rejoicing in my heart, and that's because that I know the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior, and I go out of here and I'm a lot happier when I go out than I am when I come in, because I've heard the Word of God and I've come rejoicing, expecting to receive something. Expecting to receive something. In Acts, I want to read you, go over to the book of Acts chapter 3 right quick and just read to you about this. I believe it's in chapter 3. Verse 1, chapter 3. Here was a man that had been lame, sick and lame, and they had to carry to the beautiful gate every day and beg of alms. Now listen to this. Listen to very closely. And we were in somewhat the same condition at one time in our life. We may not have been crippled, but the Lord had to bring us to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. God had to bring us to the Holy Spirit, had to bring us to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. And the hour of prayer, I looked that up, and that was about 3 p.m. in the day, beginning the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried. He had to be carried. He was lame from the time he was born until up until this time. He was a grown man now. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms. I mean, he was a beggar. He was a beggar of money or food or whatever the people brought to give him, to ask of alms of them that carried him unto the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. He asked Peter and John to give him something in his some money so he could eat probably and live. And he gave heed unto them. And let's go back to 4. I'll skip that. Verse 4. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. Now at this time, the Lord had given these men they were able to heal. Not that it was their power, but it was God's power through them to be able to heal. And He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. Expecting to receive something. We come here this morning begging God, expecting to receive something, or we should have. We come to the house of God expecting to hear the Word of God and to our spirit and our soul to be filled with the pleasantries of God, the spiritual things of God. We didn't come begging for money today. We came begging the Lord to bless us today, didn't we? Bless us with His Word. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none." Didn't have any money to give him. Well, I imagine that while he was sitting there thinking what Peter had told him, "I don't have anything to give you, brother. Not money-wise. I don't have any silver. I don't have any gold to give you." He probably was kindly disappointed when he seen he wasn't going to get any alms. "But such as I have, such as I have, give I thee." He was fishing to get something that was worth more than all the silver and gold in the world. "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. And he looked, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. When God speaks unto us, when He spoke unto us in our hearts before we were out in the world, when God spoke to us and He raised us up and He made us to know Him, He gave us strength. In our minds, in our bodies, in our hearts, He gave us strength. We didn't have any spiritual strength before then, but now here's a man that's got, he's got the Lord. He's got spiritual strength. He's got more than money can buy. And he, listen to what it says, and I can relate to this. Brother Rhodes, I can relate to it. When the Lord raised me up, you know, one of the most amazing things in the Word of God was when the Lord raised Lazarus out of the grave. That's amazing, and He raised him up from the dead. But I got a good story to tell you this morning about the Lord raising me from the dead. Not dead in the grave, but out of this old dead body that I was in. Dead to the things of God. Dead to the spirituality and to knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. He raised me and made me to know Him. I was dead as a doornail knowing the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. To knowing Him personally, I was dead. But He gave me life. He gave me spiritual life that I might know Him. And that is my prayer each day as I walk this in this old weary world. I want to know Him better. I want to love Him more. I want to know Him all I can know Him while I live here in this timely world. What better place can you be in than knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and being in the inner sanctuary. Being in tune with God. Being able to go to Him and know when you're talking to the Lord that He is there and He's listening to your prayers. Being able to know that God is going to take care of you and to answer your prayers and to be able to take care. He's going to take care of you while you walk through this weary world. Where would you be this morning without the Lord? Where would you be? You'd still be out in the world. You'd still be doing the things of the world. He says, come ye out. He says, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. Come ye out of the world. We've got life this morning. The children of God have gotten life. They have the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no better place to be in and to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to be able to walk with Him and talk with Him in each day of our life. To be able to communicate with our Lord. No better place to be in. So we read, so he says, in the 8th verse, and he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them unto the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Praising God. I remember the day that the Lord changed me. I was leaping and praising God. The only time in my whole life up until then, I had never been able to pay. I'd made attempts at it. But I knew that day when I was walking and pacing and praying to God, I knew that the Lord was there and He was listening to me. He was hearing my prayers. No better place to be in. So here's a person who has been changed and knows the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's leaping and praising God. And we should be leaping and praising God every day of our life because we're in good hands. We're in the best hands we can be in the hands of God. Turning back over to the 6th chapter of John and going to verse 38, he says, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him who sent me. God sent His Son to us. He walked upon this earth. He preached to multitudes. He's alive today. And He's still telling us through the Spirit how we ought to be. He's still teaching us through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God. He's still telling us today. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. If we just could really comprehend that in our minds. I'm talking about really comprehending that we'll be raised up and with the Lord in the last days. That we'll be raised up with Him and go to be with Him in heaven in immortal glory forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Eternal. Eternally. No better place to be. No better place to be than with God. Then he goes on in the 40th verse and he says, this is the will of Him that sent me. And God's will, He doesn't change mine. God's mind does not change. God is unchangeable. If he says that we are a child of God, we're a child of God, we can't be lost. Christ died for us. And Christ don't have to come back and die for us again and again and again. He died once. That everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him. We've got life, so we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about spiritual belief, not humanistic belief. Something that is supernatural, something that is special to a child of God, or it should be. I believe it is. You know, I was telling Brother Leroy this morning, I've been in places when I used to preach, and people would tell me, maybe the subject would come up, and somebody would say, well, I don't know if I'm a child of God or not. Well, maybe they didn't know. But I believe it says if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, a spiritual belief, then you're a child of God. You know, you, and then I would say, well, do you know that heaven will be your home? Yeah, I believe I'm going to heaven. Well, but you don't believe you're saved. How can you go to heaven if you're not saved? How can you go to heaven if you don't believe you're a child of God? I believe that I am a child of God, and I believe that 99% of the time, maybe sometimes the devil might come along and try to take that thought out of our minds, but we are to believe and know that we are a child of God, and heaven and immortal glory would be our home. Here is the proof in the Word of God. He says that he's not going to lose one, not one. He says, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone who seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Pure and simple. Positive. Nothing more positive in our life than to know that God loves us and we are a child of God. Then I want to go over to verse 63 in chapter 6, and talk a little bit about how we know, how we should know we are a child of God. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, who is, that's why God says, quench not the Spirit. I believe that's why he warns us. He says, quench not the Spirit, because when we quench the Spirit, then the evil things come around us, and maybe the devil, he tries to tell us that we're not a child of God. And so that's why God warns us. He says, quench not the Spirit. We're to walk in the Spirit. And it tells us that we're to walk in the Spirit. We're to be in the Spirit. And we're to, how do we know when we're in the Spirit? Brother Leroy told me this. He says, because we love God. Because we love God, and we want to love Him more. Do you love God this morning? Then you're in the Spirit of God. In the 63rd verse, it says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. See, man doesn't have the power to quicken. There's some of them, they'll lay hands on, you know. And I'm not trying to make fun of people, but they're wrong. All you have to do is, they say, all you have to do is accept Jesus Christ. How can you accept Him if you don't have the Spirit of God? You can't. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The Spirit quickeneth us. And when the Spirit quickeneth, we're complete in the sense here while we walk here on this earth to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when the Holy Spirit comes unto you, you've been changed. As the Apostle Paul was on the road to Damascus. He was changed. It didn't take God all day to change you. It didn't take God all day to change me. Just a little bit. And I was changed. And I've been changed, and I want to stay changed. You can't reject the Holy Spirit. You can't reject that, because that would make you more powerful than God. That would make you more powerful than God. When God calls you, you're going to come. When you've been born again, you're going to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, after you've been changed and you've got the Spirit, then you want to know more and more about the Lord, don't you? You want to know more about Him. You never stop growing in the Lord. Me and Brother Rhodes talked about that this morning. We want to grow in Christ, and that's a process that we go through our whole life while we live here on this earth. We grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to know more about Him, want to love Him more. That was Paul, the apostle's experience. He wanted to love Him more. And here was a great man of God who was taught personally by the Lord, went up to the third heaven, but he still wanted to know more. And he wrote some 12 or 13 books of the Bible. The Lord gave him the the knowledge and to be able to pin down His Word, God's Word. Paul wrote it, but these are God's words that Paul wrote. And he wrote it through the Holy Spirit that God taught him. It says, the flesh profiteth nothing. The flesh profiteth nothing. Now, I will say this, that if the whole world was to read the Bible and go by the Bible, it'd be a lot better place to live in. But the whole world is not going to do that. The people of the world are not going to do that. And all, they're here to cause hell and havoc. They're here to cause us, people of God, torment. They're here to cause us troubles and trials in our life. So is the devil. And the devil rules over the wicked. The devil is a liar and the father of it. The devil don't love nothing but sin. He don't love us. He hates us because we are the people of God. We are the children of God. He hates us, and he's going to do everything to cause trouble in our lives. And so is his workers of iniquity going to cause us problems in life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. They are spirit. And they are life. You want to have a good life? Just take and love the Lord Jesus Christ and read His Word and love Him with all that you can, all your might. And just keep on wanting to love Him more. We're going to have problems, yes. And there's going to be people that come against us of this world. Yes, the devil is going to come against us. But he says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And that's one way we resist the devil, is by the Word of God. Thus saith the Lord. There's times every day in my life I had to say, devil, get away from me. Because I know, you know what's right from wrong. And you know when you're being tempted of the devil. You know when the world is trying to drag you out back out into the world. And there's not a day that goes by that the fiery darts don't come. There's not a day that goes by that they don't come. And you have to resist the devil. And you have to have on the armor of God. Now, don't get me wrong, we're not perfect. And we're going to falter and we're going to fail, but we're going to get up with the banner of God and say, Lord, I repent of what I did. I repent of the evil things that I think of. And I'm holding the banner of God up and I'm going to try to go by your word. And I'm going to hold the banner of God up and I'm going to march on as long as I live in this old weary world. I'm going to march on. Because I want the Lord blessings upon me. All right, let's go on a little bit further. They are spirit and they are life. Then, in the 64th verse, he says, but there are some of you that believe not. There are some of you, there's a lot of religious people in the world today that don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Muslims don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of religious people that don't believe in God, or they might claim they do. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray Him. Who should betray Him? God knows His people and He knows who's going to betray Him. They know, He knows. And He said, therefore I say unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. Father God knew us before the foundation of the world. He knew His people before the foundation of the world. And He loved them before the foundation of the world. You may have not been born yet, but God knows that you'll be born, and He knows that you'll come into this world, and He knows who you are. He knows you. He knows everything that you do in this world. He knows everything there is to know. So we are the children of God, and people can't say, well, you're a sinner, and you sin, and you can't be a child of God because you sin. Well, we're still in this old fleshly body, and we're going to sin. We're not above sin. But the thing about it is, God says that we are to repent daily. And as I've said many times, I have to repent sometimes hourly. I don't want to sin, and I try not to sin. But sometimes we find ourselves, when the devil can come in and cause us hatred in our minds and our hearts, and we have hatred against somebody, or us. There's other things, too, that can come against us. We let the devil in. Sometimes it just does. We can't blame everything on the devil. Brother Leroy taught me that. Human nature. Human nature. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we all could love one another as Brother Dave read this morning, as Christ has loved us? He don't love me more than He does you. He loves us all the same. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could love one another that way? I preached a sermon a couple of weeks ago about loving one another. That would be my goal in life, to love God's people as much as I can. I want to love them with all my heart. I want to be able to, if they need help, I want to be able to help them. If they need something, I want to try to fill their need. I want to do what God has called us to do. All right, we'll go a little bit further. Just a few more minutes. Just a little thing over in Galatians, the 4th chapter, the 6th verse, it says, "And because you are the sons of God, because you are sons, God has sent forth His Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." No man has sent a spirit of any kind. No man can put into you the love of God. No man. It says God sent forth His Spirit. Because you are the sons of God. So we are born again of the Spirit of God. No man can born you again. No man can teach you to love God unless you've been born again of the Spirit of God. And that is, they can't teach you. You love Him because He first loved you. And you know that. But we are to teach about the love of God to one another. Wherefore, in the 7th verse, "Wherefore art thou no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then you are heirs of God through Jesus Christ." You are heirs of God. Children of God, I have a great heritage this morning. And that's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And a part of my inheritance is heaven and immortal glory, to be with Him. God has made a will. And we are in His will. You know, we talk about wills here on earth, and you're in will. Well, sometimes those wills can be broken. But the will of God can't be broken. He says we're heirs and joint heirs. We're heirs to with Him in heaven and immortal glory. We're going to be with Him. No doubt about it. Don't never let someone tell you that maybe, if you know that you are a child of God, maybe you're going to heaven. You know, I've said this before. Every man has a soul, but not every man has the Spirit of God. We are blessed. If you're a child of God, you have the Spirit of God. You have your blood bought. You have the blood of Jesus Christ. You belong to Him. And that cannot be broken. We believe. We talk about believing. We believe spiritually in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe because we have life. If you don't, before I had life, I didn't know if God loved me or I didn't pay any attention to the spiritual things because I didn't know about them. But once the Lord gets you're in God's love and He gets a hold of you and He borns you again, then you know. You know, I know I am a child of God. And by the evidence, I believe I know some children of God. By the evidence that's put forth as I meet God's people, I believe I've met a lot of God's people. And there's some people that I meet that I'm not sure of, but I'm not the judge. There's a lot of people that I'd hate to be in their shoes. I'd hate to be in their shoes. Because they show no respect of God. They show no love of God. They show no kind of... They're just void and evil and angry. And that's their life. That they strive upon the evil things. They strive upon confusion. You can't make some people happy, no matter what you do. You can't make them happy because they don't have the Spirit of God. You couldn't have made me happy before I knew the Lord. You know, it wasn't very much. I thought I was happy because I was out in the world doing the things of the world, and I thought that was great. I thought, boy, that's it, you know. But I'm telling you this morning, in closing, that being in love with God and God knowing God loves you and believing in God, that's it. No better place to be. May the Lord bless and keep you is my prayer. Someone have a song. Let us stand and sing number 192.